Welcome to another exciting episode of Kingdom Executive. Today, we're diving deep into a prophetic blueprint for kingdom leadership, inspired by Numbers chapter 24, verses 15 to 19. We'll talk about the rise of the star and the scepter, two powerful symbols of authority and leadership. So, buckle up. I'm thrilled to introduce Dr. Regina Thorpe, a renowned leadership consultant, and Pastor Jamal Wright, an executive coach and senior pastor.
Thank you. Wow, I'm really excited to be here. This topic sounds amazing already.
Chuckles. Absolutely. Let's kick it off with a reading from the Bible.
I love that. Getting right into the good stuff, huh?
All right, Dr. Thorpe. Why do you think God would choose Balaam for such a significant leadership prophecy?
Right, I mean, he wasn't exactly the most conventional choice, was he? You're completely right. Kingdom authority isn't limited to the usual faces. God can use the most unexpected sources to bless us with strategic insight. It's vital to keep our hearts and minds open. Absolutely. It's a reminder that true leadership transcends traditional metrics. It's about seeing beyond to develop that spiritual insight. That's so intriguing. How do we recognize when God is speaking through an unlikely source? Great question. A good approach is to test it against God's character and the written word. Look for messages promoting righteousness and aligning with biblical principles.
Exactly. Exercising discernment is key here.
Wow, it's like having a spiritual radar or something. Chuckles. I'd love to be able to tune into that more.
Now, Pastor Wright, can you elaborate on the significance of the star and the scepter for today's leaders?
Absolutely. The star symbolizes influence. It's about lighting the way for others. The scepter represents authority, the mandate to make impactful decisions. Yes. The star embodies your personal brand and vision, while the scepter is the authority to act on that vision and transform influence into reality. I see. So it's almost like having my own personal brand that shines light on how I lead. But what if someone feels their company vision is really far off? Like, I see it, but not now? That's a fantastic point. Delay is not denial. During those waiting periods, it's crucial to build systems and strengthen character. Building systems? That sounds super strategic. It's like, while I'm waiting for the pizza to bake, I can be prepping the salad or something, right?
Laughs? Exactly. You're spot on with that analogy.
Let's talk about actually applying that victory. How do we do it in, like, ethical ways? Well, enemies often include internal challenges like fear or a toxic workplace culture. Your organization should actually grow as it confronts these oppositions. That's right. We reinforce the victory that Jesus won through our everyday decisions and actions. So, even minor decisions can have major ramifications? What if someone's facing a mountain of challenges right now? They need to declare their authority, align with God's word, seek wise counsel, and stand firm in their convictions.
Now that's powerful encouragement.
I just love that. It's like saying, even if I fall down, I can still get back up stronger.
Precisely. As we wrap up, let's reflect on some key takeaways. God provides leaders with foresight. Each executive carries both visionary influence and authority. Remember, opposition will bow as you grow strong in Christ.
I feel like that could be our battle cry, like a spiritual rallying point.
Let's close out with a corporate prayer. Father, we thank you for Jesus, the star that has risen. Release vision and authority upon every leader and strengthen them to overcome challenges.
For practical steps this week, consider starting your meetings by declaring God's authority, identifying one obstacle, and strategizing to overcome it, plus journaling about what authority means in your leadership journey.
And don't forget, everyone listening can download the free Star and Scepter Executive Workbook at kingdomexecutivepodcast.com/starscepter. It's a must-have!
Oh, for sure. I can't wait for them to join our next conversation.
Remember, go shine as the star and rule with the scepter.
I just can't express how much I enjoy today. See you all next time.
Until then.
Bye, everyone.